Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I saw a little band from Texas bringing us back, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Manny Avramidis is the CEO and president of the American Management Association International, AMA. That group, that's right, you've heard of them before. You've heard me talk about them before. You've heard me mention their... introduce you to their authors and their books over the years many, many times. And, man, this you've had this job for less than a year. Congratulations on the assignment.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I grew up at AMA. I've been here for about 20 years.
I know. So, yeah,
you've got the big job.
You've earned it. So congratulations on that. All right, so, folks, Manny's here very courageously to talk with me about the sexual harassment issues that are going on in America. We all know about what's going on right now and how there's some sea changes going on out there, and I think the changes haven't finished, Manny, and you brought some research to the show today. I'd like for you to share with us.
Sure. We conducted some research approximately 1 month ago. We went out to our membership group, and within a few hours we had over 3,000 responses. And,
wow.
And our membership group consists of all size businesses, including small businesses. So the first thing that did not surprise us but may surprise some out in the field is only 2% of the audience stated that they did not have a sexual harassment policy. So 98% of organizations, or well over 90%, have a sexual harassment policy, yet 35% feel that their workplace is not free of sexual harassment. And 50% of women have stated that they have been the direct victims of sexual harassment. Mm. And finally, one in every five feel that they're not comfortable in reporting a sexual harassment incident. So you can see where all of this can get messy very, very quickly and become an issue for an organization.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you throw in, as I said earlier, the coarsening, I think there's definitely – you agree with me that the society we've coarsened – what was it Daniel Patrick Moynihan 50 years ago called it, defining deviancy down? You know, do you agree with me about that? Look at what's on television. Look what's in the music. You commented on that earlier. We have a coarsening of our society, and it seems that sexual harassment maybe does it seem to you that it's getting worse? Is that what the research shows?
Well, I think it's getting worse out in society, but once you come into an organization, we're now starting to shed light on it. And what CEOs are trying to do is create a workplace that's fair for all. And we should all have that so that, you know, in particular, women and minority groups can show up to work and feel as if they're on a level playing field and that there are no distractions in their performance. And, you know, what we've seen, and we've consulted with many, many, many clients, usually good or bad behavior starts at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be the right behavior model,
and not just behavior, but tolerance for behavior. That's one thing.
Absolutely.
That's one thing we need to point out at the top, to the people at the top. You know, okay, you can say I wouldn't do this, but what do you tolerate? That's the key, isn't it?
You're absolutely correct. So there is the modeling the behavior, then there's the accountability and clear expectation of the senior team. And one of the other things that we're seeing is as far as sexual harassment. Is concerned. Now, first, it could be on male or female, but predominantly it's on the female side.
Right.
Many of these policies and protocols and cultures and environments are being set by a group of what we would call middle-class, senior-level white men. And there's very little consideration for how women would run the organization or what kind of culture they would set. And that this is in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is working with organizations to not only create a diverse situation, but also create an inclusive situation. And through training and development, how can we best prepare women for the next level job so that we could start to diversify at the top And now all of a sudden, who's setting the culture? It's not just men, it's also women simultaneously.
Right.
Now that takes time. It could take 1, 3, 5, 10 years. But this is a problem that's been developing over decades, if not centuries. So it's not going to be solved by just a policy, and I think that that's been proven already.
Right. Now, it's going to have to be something, and I'll tell you something else, and I may get, you know, this is you can call this old school in me, but women are going to need to find a way to minimize the victimization of them. And I'm not putting either of the pressure back on them for the initiation of things, but I think part of this whole process is going to be women being able to basically put a knucklehead in his place, so to speak. Am I old?
Yeah,
is that too old school, Manny?
Not at all. It's actually something that's recommended. The individual being harassed, one of their first defenses is to state the behavior is unwelcome, because in order for it to be harassment, it has to be unwelcome.
Right.
Now, you know, some of the responses we got to this survey would humble folks in a heartbeat, where you have one response. You have a woman who is single mom, three children, credit card bills mounting, boss not being appropriate, and to say to her, hey, you should just tell them to stop, and then she's thinking, well, what if I lose my job over
it? No kidding. Yeah, that's
so
awful.
It does get complex.
That's
awful.
It's awful. And no, I'm not, I see that. I know about things like that. I know people like that. I know the people in that story, so to speak. But this is where guys have, you know, we just have an obligation to not hurt people. I mean, don't make them uncomfortable. Let people live and work with respect. AMA.org, is that right?
Yes, sir.
AMA.org, folks. You can find the research there. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.